T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to spend a few minutes talking to Mike Gonzalez, who's a senior fellow at the Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Used to live and work in Hong Kong. We discovered that the last time we talked to you, Mike. So your insight on what has happened over the last several weeks in Hong Kong is particularly important. Yesterday, while we were on the air, the chief executive of Hong Kong withdrew the Chinese extradition bill. So what is that? Is that a real change of heart, or is this just an effort directed by mainland China to say we need the bad PR to go away, but we're coming back at you as soon as everyone moves on?
You know, hi, first of all.
Yeah, hi.
Hello to your audience. You know, we've been debating this, what it means for Carrie Lam, the chief executive, to have said. Now, she didn't withdraw. She said she was going to go to LegCo, the Legislative Council, and ask them to withdraw. And by doing that, she's just following the law. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in Hong Kong are saying, well, she's not withdrawing it. But she is going to say she's going to take it to LegCo, and LegCo should withdraw it, unless the Chinese-backed factions in LegCo do not do that. But I expect they will. But what it means is that I think she's realized, as she said in a speech she gave to a business group that was leaked by Reuters. She says she has made unforgivable mistakes, and I think that's, she's right. She's made unforgivable mistakes. To introduce this bill in the first place showed that, you know, she doesn't understand the city she purportedly leads. She was not elected by the Hong Kong people. She does not need to seek the consent of the governed. So she's aloof from the desires of the people she leads, and she does not understand them plainly.
Is Carrie Lam from mainland China, who just got...
No. She's a Hong Konger.
Is she? Okay.
You know, people who know her say she's a good person, supposedly very Catholic. She's just made incredible mistakes along the way. She's arrogant, having said nice things about her.
Okay.
She's yelled at me a couple of times.
Oh, wow.
You know, she's very arrogant, and she doesn't, and she's very stubborn, obviously. So this is quite a surrender. On one point, now the protesters have a list of 5 demands, and they've said, no, you have to meet all of our demands before we withdraw from the streets. The interesting thing here is that China let her withdraw the bill, or say she was going to withdraw the bill. And that is, I think, is China about to throw her under the bus and replace her with someone else?
Yeah.
It is not clear.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's got one set of problems. I mean, I would think that she'd be looking in the rearview mirror pretty closely as she drives around the city. But I'm also kind of concerned about the protesters. You know, now that this is off the table, I'm sure that the spin masters are saying, oh, nothing to see here. Everything's okay. Do you think some of these protesters start to disappear in the middle of the night? And the crackdown that we thought might happen on television happens kind of behind the scenes?
Well, they can't have it behind the scenes, because Hong Kong is filled to the gills with foreign correspondents. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a reporter there. I was vice president of the Foreign Correspondents Club. Mm-hmm. And especially now. So here are the demands. The protesters are demanding that there be an inquiry into police brutality. The police have been over the top, I would say, and have covered student marches from Seoul to Hong Kong, you know, all my life. I can tell you that what I've seen, I haven't seen anywhere else.
They're pretty aggressive. They've been
aggressive,
whipping out the batons and beating people right on camera.
And shooting tear gas into people's faces. You know, you just don't do that.
Okay.
Then there's the demand that people not be prosecuted. There's a demand that Hong Kong have, and this is the key one, right, that Hong Kong have universal suffrage. And it's not clear if they mean that all LegCo members be elected through universal suffrage. Right now, a small minority are. The others are elected through so-called functional constituencies that are controlled by Beijing. Or if they mean that the chief executive should be elected through universal suffrage, which she's not. You know, she was selected by a group of people controlled by China. Now, then the question is, can communist China exist with a city that is democratic? And the answer, to my mind, is yes. The Communist Party, which should be, it shouldn't exist. I mean, China itself should not be a dictatorship. But China's dictatorship by the Communist Party would not be threatened if Hong Kong were a democracy. You need a passport to get into Hong Kong. Hong Kong is part of China technically, but you know the average Chinese person cannot go to Hong Kong. It's a special administrative zone, and the people of mainland China, from all we see from social media, do not like the people of Hong Kong because they think they're rich, which they are. They think they are spoiled, and to my mind, it is unlikely that Hong Kong democracy would spread to the mainland. Mm-hmm. So you know, there is no reason why China cannot relent and allow the people of Hong Kong to have self-determination in the sense of being able to elect their own leaders. I'm not talking about separation. Mm-hmm. China would never allow that, and mm-hmm. most countries do not allow, you know, secession. We fought a war over that.
Well, President Xi, didn't he say, from a tactical standpoint, I will change my position, but on matters of principle, I won't give an inch. And that's what it sounds like this is, hey, you know what? We've got a lot of scrutiny here. We'll make it look like we're backing down. But don't think for a second that we're actually going to go long term with these changes.
And this is now just spun so out of control, John, because now it's become a U.S.-China thing. China overnight just came out with an incredibly caustic accusation against the United States, saying that we're behind the whole thing.
That the Americans are.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that is just not the case. Mm-hmm. Now, the fact of the matter is that the demonstrators are waving American flags and singing the Star Spangled Banner and all that. But that is just that's because we're a symbol of democracy.
Yeah.
We're a symbol of democracy to everyone else around the world, except to, you know, a few disaffected people here who have been taught that America has been is a bad country.
Well, Mike, I think everybody just takes a momentary sigh of relief and maybe a little bit of a pause here. But I suspect we'll be talking to you again in the next couple of weeks about, you know, some other things that are bubbling up.
Yeah, no, this is not going to go away.
Genie's out of the bottle, right?
Yeah. He could say
Mike
that.
Gonzalez, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy, who lived in Hong Kong for a long time. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.